Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse, 1-866-823-1077 with me, your host, Bulldog Brian Tilton, as well as Bob Clegg and Phil Blatzos of the Small Business and Small Industry Association. Now, we've been talking a lot about the issues that we're facing right now. There are probably more coming up, and this is where small businesses really are beginning to have a voice with your organization.
Well, we're looking to be able to go up to the State House, and obviously the more of us there are, the better we like it. And what we want to do is be sitting in the room when a legislator says, well, let's put a tax here, or let's charge for that, or let's make it a little more expensive because nobody's here and nobody will see it. We want to be the eyes and the ears so that every time they do this, they know that someone's watching. Because I'll tell you, everybody who's ever run for election always worried about the next election. And I shouldn't say everybody because there are some of us who really don't care. But the whole point is that if they think no one's looking, they're going to go after the guy that, you know, I won't tax you, I won't tax me, I'll tax the guy behind the tree. Mm-hmm. And so if you're the guy behind the tree and you're not watching them, they're going to hit you. So we're here. We're hoping that we can give them a list of our companies in January and then say we're not letting you get away with it anymore.
Exactly.
And I'll go back to an old drill sergeant I had in the Army, and he used to say everything was mind over matter. And I'll tell you right now, politicians don't mind raising your taxpayers, and the taxpayers don't matter unless you're listening.
Well, you know, and the one thing that this legislature has basically kicked a hornet's nest is what they've done, and where one didn't need to be kicked. And small business owners, you know, by the thousands have signed up at StopTheLLCTax.com, the online petition. Many others have been checking it out. I've been talking to dozens of them myself. They've been calling in. They've been emailing and the like. And now the scream is, who can help us? And that's where the Small Business and Small Industry Association comes in.
That's where we come in. And, you know, the Sheriff of Nottingham is going to continuously attempt to take your money and call it a fairness issue. And we're going to make sure that he sees that it's not a fairness issue. If he wants to be fair, then he's got to trim the budget. He's got to bring it down to where we can all afford it. And then he's got to allow the rest of us to move forward and create jobs and keep our businesses going. I'll tell you what, there are more people going to go across the state line. We're going to lose any advantage we have. And once they're over there, they're gone for at least 5 years. We're not going to get them back.
And so, if you want to level the playing field, actually look at the playing field and see how level it really is, and then really level it. Because I think small business owners would be served well by the government if they really did level the playing field.
Well, let's talk about how people can get a hold of the Small Business and Small Industry Association.
Well, the easiest way would be to go online. The SBSIA.com is the website. It's probably the easiest and most efficient way. You can get on. You can download an application, send it in, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. What we will be doing over the year, as we see all of the bills, because some of them still aren't public yet, we will be posting on the website what bills are going to matter most to the small businesses out there, the mom and pops, and then let you know when the hearings are, and hopefully we can do what we did in Concord the first time they had a hearing on this tax, and that's to fill the room and make them stay there all day and listen to us.
Exactly.
And in the future, it's very important that we keep our eyes open on everything, because we can't play this hide-the-pea game anymore. This is just really bad policy. And there's no citizen out there who shouldn't be saying right to his legislator's face the next time you see him, and I know you'll see him, don't pass things at midnight, do things in the open, I hate vampires.
Exactly. Well, here we have two experienced people that are just a small part of the BSA. Well, I won't say small, not to diminish your role as founding this, but you are part of a board of directors, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And so you have members of the business community. You have a former legislator here who knows how to read these laws, these proposals, knows where the flaws may lie. You have the former commissioner of the Department of Revenue who knows about fairness and equity for all. That
is the motto of the Department of Revenue, equity for all.
Right. So you have that. So you have your experience with tax tables and, you know, forms and stuff like that. So there's a wealth of information just between the two of you and then all the others that you're going to be bringing on board, too. So it's a force to be reckoned with, I hope.
We hope so.
Yeah, we hope so, too. I'll tell you what, a lot of companies depend upon it, including mine.
Yeah, well, the membership fees I don't think are onerous.
Well, it's $250 for the first nine employees, and then after that it comes out to be $10 an employee up to 75 employees. So somebody with 75 employees would cost you $750 a year. That's to cover the cost of running the website. We are going to have to put some people on because it's going to take more than what I can donate my time and fill the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to require a couple of people that we hire a couple of people. We're not looking to get rich off of this, that's for sure. I'm not ever intending that the SBSIA would become my primary source of income. That's not what it's for. It's actually here to make sure that small businesses become represented. That's the small pizza shop all the way up to the big guy. As you heard that day that we were testifying, the guys that own Cactus Jack and T-Bone said, you took away my ability to raise my prices 1% when you added the rooms and meals tax. You added 1% to that. So you took away my ability to try to recover some of the costs that have been going up on me for a year. And what I'm doing now is I'm not going to expand. I'm not creating those other jobs. So
and
this is a perfect example.
And one part of this is, you know, every one of these bills, except the ones passed at midnight that nobody knows about, is supposed to have a fiscal note attached to it that says this is the cost to the state.
Yes.
And this is the cost to the business. It's actually supposed to say that this has a cost. All right. And there's a new sheriff in town, and he's going to tell you what it costs to do it to business in a fair and reasonable way. We're not out to create, you know, any nightmare scenarios, but in a fair and reasonable way, say this is what it actually costs business. Not one person from the DRA or even most of the public members realized when Representative Hess stood up and said that the cost of keeping the records for the LLCs, because they've got to go back as much as 10 years, would be $40,000 or $50,000. Think
Who
about
has that. Yeah.
That is onerous. If you're going to pay a $5,000 tax to get to the $5,000 tax, you got to pay $40,000 to $50,000 to an accountant to figure it out. Give me a break.
This is insane. Well, gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you very much for coming up here today. Safe travels to both of you, and we'll be chatting again, I'm sure.
Thank you.
All right, Bob Clegg and Phil Blatzo, Small Business, Small Industry Association, SBSIA.com. Bulldog Live continues on The Pulse.